Top MMA voices Arielle Helwani, Chuck Mendenhall, and Pete Carroll are live on the Spotify Green Room app for every major MMA card with the Ringer MMA Show. Hear the guys react to weigh-ins in real time and find out what they think of the fights the moment the final card ends. Plus, when breaking MMA news happens, they'll be live to talk to you about it. And if you miss the Green Room Show, you can hear it as a podcast anytime on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode of the Ringer NFL Show is presented by State Farm. Create an affordable price just for you when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Got this argument started right here on the Tuesday edition of the Ringer's NFL Show. Ryan Shazier, James Jones, and Jason Goff right here for you. Fellas, you know, the Monday Night Football game, let's just start right there. You add OBJ, you add Von Miller, both limited practice time, so they weren't integral parts of the game plan, but with that kind of star power, you figure you'll get some pop plays, and they go out there and get beat 31-10 in the game that was within two touchdowns. Isaiah and Arjuna and all of us were talking about in the pre-production, but it was within two touchdowns, but it never felt like the Rams were ever in control of that game from the jump. You get the pick six from Jimmy Ward. You get an interception thrown in the way of towards OBJ from Matt Stafford. Sean McVay and the Los Angeles Rams got punched in the face last night on Monday Night Football. So do you think it's going to be an outlier? Or do you think it's teams trying to figure out, or I should say a team trying to figure itself out and gelling, or do you think they got some problems going forward into this, I believe, bye week coming up? James, we'll start with you.
No, man, I think the Rams is all right. You watching that football game last night, you know, sometimes you just get hit in the mouth and you get beat up. I always tell people all the time, man, you never react over division games. Division games is dog fights, man. It doesn't matter if you 1-15 and 15-1, the other team is 15-1. Those is dog fights. I mean, Ryan knows, man, he done played some bad Baltimore teams. You look up there in the fourth quarter and it's 10-10. You know what I mean? Just because it's a dog fight. Like, people wake up for them games. That's the hardest I've seen the San Francisco 49ers play all season. They got up for the Rams. The Rams didn't get up like that. The Rams got up like, we 7-2. We about to be the big dogs in the division. We got Odell. We got Von Miller. We're going to go out here and run. And the Niners came out there and hit him in the mouth and out physical them. And then when I watched the game, it was just stupid mistakes by the Rams that lost that game. They had five drops on third down.
Yeah.
Your favorite receiver, Cooper Kupp, out there dropping the balls on third down.
He waited, Ryan, hey, he waited 10 weeks, bro. He waited 10 weeks to come back. That man came in hot. He couldn't wait for Cooper to have a tough game out here.
No, man. I love Cooper Kupp, man. I'm just joking with you, but it's just
games like
that. I've been in games like that to where just nothing is going right. I mean, you got the big tight end out there dropping the ball on third down. These is wide open passes on third downs that they dropping. You know what I'm saying? And then you have a pick six on a screen pass that the tight end drops off the tight end's hand, pick six in his hand. So it was just one of them days for the Rams. I'm not worried about the Rams because I feel like Von Miller and that defense is going to come along. I don't know how well OBJ and this offense is going to gel. I think O will make some plays, but I believe that defense is going to be a big-time defense with the addition of Von Miller. But it was just one of them days for me, man. I just felt like it was a lot of stuff that went right for the Niners and a lot of self-inflicted wounds, you know, by the Rams that really beat them up in that game.
Now, right. To me, this scares me a little bit because a division game is understandable. A division game is understandable. You can't get smoked 2 weeks in a row. Like, not 2 weeks in a row. And to me, the Broncos they dealt with them handily. Obviously, they made a lot of dumb mistakes themselves. But then you come out here, you know, you have to, you know, they bring out all the star power. Everybody excited that they got Vaughn, they got Odell, and then they get smoked again. And Vaughn and Odell, obviously, like, they're still learning the scheme. They're still learning the system. But to me, it just scares me because you can't get beat this bad 2 weeks in a row and expect to be a big-time contender and for teams to be scared of you. Because if you're getting smoked like this, then guys are going to be like, hey, all right, this team is really not like that. Obviously, you know, everybody play hard in the NFL, but it's sometimes you will go up to a team and it's like, oh, this team ain't like that. You look at them like, they ain't like that. And that's how it is when it comes to divisional games. But you can't have, you know, guys like the Broncos and other teams coming here and smoking you and then saying, hey, yo, we the big dogs in the NFL. That's when guys are not going to respect you like they need to. And that scares me a little bit. But I know we talked about this earlier, and it might be just the NFL is, man, the teams are just getting a lot closer. They're getting a lot more even, and it's not as many scary big teams like there were before. Like, a lot of times it used to be, oh, man, we know this team is the best team in the league. This year it seemed like, man, it's pretty much like we said before, any given Sunday, anybody can get it. And I'm you're starting to see that a little bit every week now.
That's a scary position, though. If you're playing the Rams, that's a scary position to be in, you know, really going into one of them games saying that they not like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I mean? You don't want to go into the Rams saying they not like that, man, because this is a
no, good. I'm not saying, James, like, you going in there like, oh, they not like that, and you playing down on them. I'm like, you going in there like, all right, I know these dudes got firepower, but, man, like, yeah, they just like anybody else in the league, man. We go in there, punch them in the mouth. Yeah. You know, they might fold because it doesn't seem like when they get punched in the mouth, you see that it get ugly for them.
I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. Everybody think the Chiefs back.
No, not me.
Everybody, maybe not you. Definitely not me. But you,
I'm good on that too, by the way.
Yeah, you turn on the TV and everybody like, oh shoot, they could have scored 80 if they wanted to. They're back. No, they're not back just because they don't want a couple games. That's the same thing about to go on with the Rams. They're gonna win two in a row. They're not gonna win two in a row after the bye because they play the Packers after the bye. But after the Packers, they take an L. They're gonna win a couple in a row.
This Homer, man. He's such a Homer, bro.
Ryan, you can't say that about anybody, man. Come on, dog. Like this is shaping up to be the subjective podcast. You know what I mean? Like, nobody on here really on that objective stuff anymore.
Let's jump back on their side. But no, I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be a really good football team, and it's going to be a football team that you do not want to see when the playoffs come around, period.
All right, so every week is a referendum on who's doing what and if this player is still a viable entity. The NFL spun the bottle this week and it landed on Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has been – the last 2 years has been tough for the Seattle Seahawks. Sure. And we saw this coming years ago when the defense started to get stripped away, when you couldn't pay guys and keep them on the Legion of Boom. And now it's Russell Wilson. It's been Russell Wilson and nothing, seemingly. Didn't have the kind of performance coming off the injury I'm sure he would have hoped, the Seattle Seahawks fans would have hoped. He came back really, really early off of that finger surgery. But there's a lot of rumblings in Philadelphia about Jalen Hurts and if he's the guy going forward. Russell Wilson fans in Seattle, I think, are dwindling a little bit, even though, you know, the guy brought you a Super Bowl. How you guys feeling right now about the overall temperature around Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks?
Man, you never want to react off of one game, you know, and that's kind of how I feel. But in this certain situation, I am reacting like that because is this team built to win a championship? Like, that's what we got to start talking about. We know Russell Wilson's a baller. I'm not worried about Russ having bad games. You know what I mean? Because I know Russ got 100 more good games than he does bad games. You know what I mean? Russ is a baller. He's an MVP-type player in the National Football League. But I don't believe this team is built to win a championship. Their defense is not good enough. Their O-line is not good enough.
They've been bad for a while.
Yeah, their run game is not good enough. Like, this team is not built to win a championship. So when you start thinking about stuff like that, like, the Green Bay Packers are built to win a championship. You know what I'm saying? If the Pittsburgh Steelers had a good quarterback, they're built to win a championship. You know what I'm saying?
Shade.
You know, it's certain teams that are built to win a championship. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I feel like it's time to deal Russ. Mm. It's time to deal Russ, get you some draft picks. Let Russ go.
Russ wanted to leave, though.
I know. Let Russ go to a contender. Because if you put Russ in the Pittsburgh Steelers uniform right now, man, the whole league in trouble, straight up. And not just because Ryan on here. They have a big-time defense. You get Russ out there. You put maybe one or two pieces around here. I'm on the offensive side of the ball. You already got Najee there. That's a Super Bowl contender. So my thing is trade Russ. Let somebody get five good more years out of Russ to go win some championships, because I just don't see Seattle built to win a championship right now.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. Their defense is one of the worst defenses in the NFL. And then Russell Wilson, you know, to me, he definitely rushed back. He definitely rushed back. And then, you know, they had a whole comeback video and this and that. And they ran into a buzzsaw, man. Y'all defense is a top three defense in the league. I didn't even notice that the whole season. And then I started looking at stats, and I was like, all right, they third is yards. I'm like, they don't let people score. You know what I'm saying? So,
and that's without one of the Smith brothers too, right?
Yeah, that's without one of the Smith brothers.
That's so, hilarious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So like to see them just run into that buzzsaw with a bad. The thing is that was kind of surprising to me is that their defense did hold y'all up a little bit better than I thought they would.
Yeah, their defense played well yesterday. I'm just talking about overall.
I don't think
as a season. Yeah, they're not built.
Yeah, they're not. He's not gonna win a championship there.
No.
And then, you know, then you have to start looking back, because they took Legion of Boom away. He won a Super Bowl before I got in the NFL, so that means you have to start figuring out, all right, who we have to start bringing in here to start building it back up. And to me, I don't think they're doing a good job of building up that franchise, you know, on the GM side of things, because if you really look at it, like, they have a few pieces on offense, but their defense, the only guys that's doing well is guys either they didn't draft or guys that they had in the Legion of Boom.
See, and the scenario, just to torment me, the football guy's going to mess around and send Aaron Rodgers to the Denver Broncos next year, and somehow, some way, Russell's going to make it back to the state of Wisconsin and be a Green Bay Packers quarterback going forward, so James could chirp for the next 5 years, right? Weirder things have happened in the NFL.
Y'all got a good quarterback, so y'all can be straight.
Keep 12 right there in Green Bay, man. Send Russ to Denver.
Ooh. Yeah.
No, hey, yeah, we'll take either one. That ain't true.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Look at Ryan. Yeah, hey, we'll take Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. So
Let me tell you how Ryan do it, though. You'd be right now, you'd be like, man, y'all, if y'all had a quarterback, he'll look at you like, man, we do got a quarterback. And then 5 minutes later, he'll be like, watch, we're going to get one of them boys next year.
hedging that bet, ain't he?
No, I'm saying we got a quarterback this year. And the thing is, this all I'm saying.
Where he at? Where?
He had COVID, just like your quarterback had COVID.
Where he at?
Here we go. He had quarterback.
Your quarterback ain't winning the Super Bowl for nobody, no more. He done got his two.
Hey, all I'm saying is, man, Ben is a winner. He understands how to win. He knows how to get into the playoffs and give you a chance. That's what he's doing right now. Hey, that's all we asking.
I think this is the portion of the pod every week where we cook Ben Roethlisberger, and Ryan Shazier is just right there. We're like, hey, Ben is a winner. Like, you know what Ryan do? Ryan give the loss quotes. Yeah. You know, like, after, hey man, we just gotta take it back to the lab. We got a bunch of winners in this locker room.
Yeah. Like, but you acting like we've been losing. We haven't been losing.
They gotta hand the ball off. That's all they gotta do is hand the ball off.
It's a lot of teams won Super Bowls like that. Yeah.
And if they get down by 10, it's a wrap.
They're not winning it like that this year. I mean, you just tied the Lions last time I checked.
Ben ain't play. Stop playing.
I understand all that, but we're talking about the Lions, though.
We weren't even scheduled to talk about the Steelers and y'all fighting about them already.
Time out.
Hey, Ryan, you got a hard out.
I got a hard out. But this is what I got to say, bro. Did you see Jordan Love out there? And you talking about us. And you talking about us.
Shit, it is devolved into the Packers versus Steelers podcast.
I did see Jordan Love, but at least we played the Chiefs, bro. You played the Lions.
Bro, hey, bro, all
the
I'm saying
Lions
is
0-8. Like, I, to be honest with you, I would pray that Jordan Love's first game will be against Detroit. So we got...
Bro, he would have did the same thing. Mason didn't play bad. We just kept fumbling the ball.
Hey, tell him, Ryan. Tell him, dog.
Well, that means y'all ain't that good at Detroit creating all the turnovers. But go ahead, Jay, man.
No, it's all good. Speaking of ain't that good, the AFC, the Patriots. We talked a little bit about this in pre-production, too. Mac Jones and the Patriots got people feeling real chesty about, you know, a rookie quarterback making somewhat of a run if this team can get into the playoffs. The defense has definitely been holding it down. They got everybody running the football, Ramondre Stevenson and such. Are the Patriots contenders?
They are.
Or is the AFC a little mediocre?
You ain't got to finish. They are. Right. You know, and
what does that say, though, James?
It's credit to the Patriots, and it's, you know, because I was one of the ones on this podcast when the podcast first started, the season first started, and I was saying, you know, is Bill Belichick that good of a coach? You know, straight up. You know what I'm saying? And I was, you know, I was kind of second guessing that for a minute. But as you watch these Bill Belichick teams, and even with Tom Brady, even with Mac and Cheese now, they're never going to beat themselves. Bill Belichick teams is never going to look like the Rams looked out there. They're never going to go out there and beat themselves. You know what I'm saying? Now, you may come out there and hit them in the mouth and beat them and all that type stuff by you playing well, but they're not going to go into games and have self-inflicted wounds, man, and just beat themselves. You know what I'm saying? But as of late, and you watch Mac and Cheese, man, Mac and Cheese is looking like a veteran back there. He looking cool and calm. He throwing the ball all over the yard. He's not making the stupid throws. It's okay to punt. He throwing the ball away. Like, he's an extremely smart quarterback back there. And then you got the defense taking the ball away. The last 5 weeks, this defense been balling. They've been taking the ball away. You know, I mean, they've been stopping people. I feel like this division is going to come down to the wire because I'm not a believer in the Buffalo Bills. They just lost to the Jags. And then in the first half of this Jets game this week, it looked like it was going to be another loss until they came out in the second half and really lit it up. So, you know, I think this division is going to come down to the end. I think the Patriots is going to find themselves in the playoffs, man, make the playoffs in the AFC. And they probably going to send somebody home early. But the Patriots is a problem because, like I said before, they don't beat themselves. And they're going to run into teams to where if you go out there and make a couple mistakes against the Patriots, that could end up being a loss for you. But you watch what they did to the Cleveland Browns. That was just an old school beatdown.
Man.
You know what I mean?
There was a few of those this weekend, too.
Beatdown, man. Like they looked like they was about to go win another Super Bowl. It was an old school beatdown, bro. But, yeah, the Patriots is back to me, man. But Ryan may see it different.
Are they a contender, like a Super Bowl contender?
100%.
Like, so you saying that the Patriots gonna win the Super Bowl?
I'm not saying they're gonna win. I'm saying they're a contender.
Ryan went from contender to winning that joint.
I'm saying they're a contender because I don't feel like it's a team that right now in the AFC that we could just say every week is gonna beat the Patriots. It's
that
not.
Means the AFC ain't that good then.
You can't say Buffalo gonna beat them every time.
I can't tell you who's going to be who in the AFC.
Not every time. But I can't call them. Like,
you can't
let me say
the Bengals is going to come out and beat them. You can't
you know
say the
it,
Ravens is
going to
beat them.
You know what it is, James?
You can't say the Steelers is going to do that.
You know what it is, James and Ryan?
Steelers
you know what
it is? Higher than them right now.
This is the conversation that we was having before the show, though. Like, Ryan don't want to feel like the Patriots are a Super Bowl contender, and that's my point. The AFC ain't that good.
Exactly.
So is the NFC that good, though? Is the NFC really that good, though?
It's a lot better than the AFC.
The NFC is that good, bro.
I don't know.
Hey, I promise you this, Ryan. An NFC team will win the Super Bowl this year.
100%.
The top four or five teams in the NFL are all in that conference.
Who are we having promos with? FanDuel? You trying to bet?
Hey, what you want to do?
Hey, NFC, you want to bet?
I sent some money to the foundation. You know what I mean?
Hey, we can bet.
NFC is stacked this year, man.
Well, yeah, right. Well, come on. Who you believe in the AFC? Shit on the Bills all year long.
It's better.
Right?
It's better quarterback play in the NFC.
Believe in the AFC, Ryan?
Hey,
the
Titans. All I'm saying is, hey, we battle tested. Y'all ain't.
How? We beating each other. The NFC going to be battle tested the whole way through because it's better teams.
No, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Hey, it ain't about what you like, player. You got to prove it. Who the best team in the AFC?
The best team in the AFC. Every time we do this, they lose. But the best team in the AFC right now, I'm going to have to go with the Buffalo Bills. I mean, not the Bills, the Titans.
Yeah.
The Titans.
All right.
Yeah, and the Titans almost, if they almost lost to Trevor Siemian and the NFC Saints with no Alvin Kamara. They won by two.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
They don't have their running back either. Y'all, they gonna get their running back.
But that's part of the evaluation, though.
All right, so we can say the Bills. I'm just not a Bills fan.
I'm saying I believe you. Like the Tennessee Titans is the best team. The Tennessee Titans gonna beat the Bills. They gonna beat the Colts. They gonna beat the Chiefs. They beat the Rams. You know what I'm saying? Like Tennessee is probably, you know, probably had the.
They're the most battle. Yeah, they're the most battle tested.
Like I agree, they are the best team in the AFC.
And when the money's on the table, y'all gonna choose Ryan Tannehill.
I don't see Ryan Tannehill beating Tom Brady. I don't see Ryan Tannehill beating Aaron Rodgers. I just don't see him beating these powerhouses that's in the AFC. He might can't even beat Kirk Cousins right now.
I see Mike Vrabel beating LaFleur.
No negative. Son.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. No. Yes, I do. LaFleur looked like a LaFleur out there with Jordan Love. You know,
players on the field, bro.
Yeah, but Jordan Love ain't going to be in no playoff game.
Exactly. It's the players on the field. So when you say Matt LaFleur, you got to say Aaron Rodgers right behind him. When you say Vrabel, you got to say Tannehill right behind him.
You can say his defense, though. You can say his defense. His defense been stepping up.
You just talked about the Packers defense being top three. So who's that?
And I'm saying, but what I'm saying is
the Packers is the better team and they have the better quarterback. So
the NFC is the better conference.
It is right now. And don't get me wrong, because the AFC used to be dominant.
Can we get another person on here that's an AFC like
representative?
We got two, but
solo dolo. If the argument is that's the only thing, all right. If the argument is the Tennessee Titans,
take it over too.
Yeah, the Titans can be your best team.
This is all I'm saying right now. I think when the playoffs come and everything work itself out, I think, hey, I wouldn't be surprised if an AFC team run into there and win the Super Bowl. Because the thing is, look, the Ravens, I'm not making an argument for them, but the Ravens, look, they have good defense and they can run the ball. If you get up on the Ravens, it's done deal. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs, I don't like them to win the Super Bowl, but it's the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? And then the thing is with the Bengals, they could do the same thing. But all of them, you know, it's a lot of parity in the AFC. Y'all just don't have no parity. Y'all just top heavy. Everybody else in y'all league, sorry.
Are you saying everybody else in the NFC, sorry? It's teams like the Vikings beating up on some of the best teams in the AFC.
Yeah, the bottom of the AFC is worse than the NFC. Because that AFC South
your top
boo-boo.
Team.
The Vikings have one team in the AFC they beat the whole year. The Vikings,
bro.
Like, what are you talking about,
bro? The Vikings blasted a so good Chargers team. Dalvin Cook fumbled on the 10-yard line. They was about to beat a so good Cincinnati team.
I'm saying the back end of y'all division bad. That's all I'm saying.
Just think of it like this: the NFC, the worst teams in the NFC, the Giants and the Lions.
Just on this podcast, and he want to argue with us. He know the AFC.
This is some gladiator stuff right now. He's just trying to stay alive as long as the crowd is cheering. That's all that is.
we over here scratching the claw for our AFC team. Talking about Bengals and all that stuff.
Hey, man, just donate to the fund because I'm trying to tell you, Jason. Watch, y'all gonna see when we go. When we go to the Super Bowl, y'all gonna see.
Yeah,
you said us, the French podcast, now, boy. The podcast.
Oh, okay, okay. You would be like, wait a minute, hold on, this man, all in on Mason Rudolph, ain't he?
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. The pod, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so speaking of all in, Cam Newton came back. Ooh. And he ran for a touchdown. He screamed out back into the camera. Boomer Esiason and Bill Cowher hated on him, which is, you know, noted, by the way, because, you know, I keep track of those kind of things. But does Cam have anything left in the tank? And we're going to find out, because if he don't get busy against Washington and Ron Rivera, who didn't pick him up, then, sure, you know, we're going to find out real quickly if Cam got anything left. But how'd you guys feel about Cam's return, and what does this do for the Panthers as a sneaky dark horse pick?
Cam,
yeah,
better get a ball to Christian McCaffrey. That's what he better do. Hey, that's all I'm saying. Like, I understand it looked cool. I'm back. You know, he scored two touchdowns in the 10-yard line. Hey, that's cool and all. Hey, you better get the ball to Christian McCaffrey and I'll try to be Superman. You're going to be out here looking like Lois Lane, bro. Hey, hey, all I'm saying, Cam is a good quarterback. He good, but I don't think Cam is what he used to be. It's a reason that the Patriots chose Mac Jones. It's a reason that he been a free agent for so long. You know what I'm saying? Like, his arm ain't like it used to be.
True.
And he got talent around him, but I don't see Cam being, I'm scoring a touchdown, doing a Superman on him and all this and that. Nah, bro. Like, it's a different time, bro. I don't see him being that guy. Not like he used to be.
Well, number one, Cam ain't never been a thrower of the football. You know, he's never been a guy to where he's just a receiver coming in and out of his break. Whoa, the ball on him right there. You know what I mean? Putting the ball only to where his receiver could get it. He's never been a thrower of the football like that. What he has been is a very special football player. And that's a guy that can run the ball. That's a guy that can get in a bunch of different formations and make it hard on defensive coordinators, kind of like Lamar Jackson. You know what I'm saying? When I watch Cam run that football against the Arizona Cardinals, his legs look so fresh.
Man.
His legs look so fresh. But not only that, he looked like, I got something to prove to all these motherfuckers.
Yeah. You know,
he said that last year. He said that last year.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that's on a terrible Patriots team. And I don't know what it is. I'm telling y'all now, I don't know what it is. But Ryan, whenever he does play with Christian McCaffrey, he looks like a totally different dude. You know what I'm saying? Because he's not forcing the football down the field. He's checking it down to McCaffrey. McCaffrey being special. But I think Cam has a chance to get this team into the playoffs and play some really good football. Because I think you got to understand, Coach Roll came from college. So he's not going to say, he's not going to be like one of these other coaches and be like, traditional. Hey, you just running my offense. No, he's going to put in stuff for Cam. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that this is the stuff that Cam does best. We're going to put this stuff in for Cam. But I am looking forward to seeing this game because, yes, you was excited. You had a lot of mojo. The whole team had a lot of mojo when Cam got on that bus and said, we going to the Cardinals. They beat up on the Cardinals without Kyler Murray. But I want to see how this team going to look against Washington. Washington coming off a good win against the Tampa Bay, beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know they lost their star defender. You know what I'm saying? But I want to see how Cam going to look for a full game and to see how he clicking with his offense. But I am a believer in Cam, man. Cam look fresh. I think he still makes it hard on defenses, making plays with his legs, man. I think this could be good for the Carolina Panthers. Cam can finish his career strong, man.
So they're a contender?
No.
I'm just you said playoffs.
That's because the AFC is stacked. But yes, I think they possibly could be. I mean, the NFC stacked. They possibly could be one of them teams that, you know, sneak into the playoffs down there if they could win a couple. But I don't see them going far, man. Yeah, nah. And it was crazy because, you know, all y'all boys is busy men, so y'all wasn't on the call with us, you know, yesterday. You know what I'm saying? But I was telling James Jones, aka I'm telling. But I was telling my man, hey, yesterday I said it's crazy how, like, when you leave an organization on good terms, you know what I'm saying, and you are blessed to come back.
Yeah.
They love you more than they loved you when you was there the first time. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You know, like when I left and went to the Raiders and then came back to the Packers, and I got off the plane at the airport, man. It was 1,000 people at the airport. Jay, I said, where was y'all when I left? Mm. I'm like, this thing was empty up in here when I was out.
ain't nobody flying into Green Bay. You know, so they saying? Knew you was but, coming. That's all that
you
was.
Know, just to see the welcome that Cam got, man. You know what I'm saying? You know,
no, I think it's love.
So Ryan kind of wanted to be the hater. James obviously believes I'm not a hater because I think the league is more fun when Cam is really, really good. But that boy cooked, and I think we're going to find out.
What made me different from you?
Because you tried to couch it like, yeah, man, Cam, you know, but I don't think he's down with
you. Why you say he cooked?
Because he was cooked last year.
That's on a terrible Patriots team. Like, you look, can't name.
I hope, James, I
you
hope.
You can't name one weapon he had on the Patriots.
Name, all right, so Christian McCaffrey.
Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, stop it. So,
one weapon.
Nelson wasn't there last year. And second of all, you can't even say Nelson Aguilar. Right. Lord have mercy.
Right. Shout out to Nelson and the whole Aguilar family, but we ain't going to do that tonight. This morning.
Bill Belichick had his whole defense out on COVID. He had his whole offense out. All he had was Cam, and people wanted Cam to win games with the Patriots. No.
James, Cam Newton.
Aaron Rodgers does it.
Cam Newton is one of my favorite players of all time. I love watching Cam Newton. This is... I feel, and he's got a soft landing here too, by the way, because the Washington football team who just beat the Buccaneers, you know, no Chase Young going into this game. You got the Dolphins who are trying to figure life out. And then after that, you got the Falcons who can't stop from getting their faces kicked in every single week, damn near. So he got a nice little soft landing these next three games or so, but I don't know. I hope it's true. I hope Cam is going
to
be.
Cam about to get that thing done, man.
Ooh.
Yeah,
he's about to. This the kind of talk I like.
He's about to get it done, man.
They about to win the next four games.
He gonna get the Carolina Panthers in the playoffs.
So what the record gonna be?
I think it's a first round exit, but I think he's gonna get the Carolina Panthers in the playoffs, man. They have an excellent young defense. Them boys fly around on defense. They play defense.
And they got a light schedule down the stretch too. They got Buccaneers and the Bills.
This team is built on how Cam succeeds. You have dudes that can run on the outside.
He can't throw deep.
That's my issue. If I could just sit in the shell and allow you to throw
Cam
underneath.
Ain't never been a dude that could throw deep.
But
you could find some highlights of him throwing the ball deep, but he's not a dude that throws the ball deep consistently to those guys.
His skills have diminished a play-action
pass guy. So you need guys that have speed for that threat. and they have Robbie Anderson for that. You have an excellent route runner, you know, just kind of just like he had in Steve Smith with Moore. Then you have an excellent run game. You know what I'm saying? That is that that's a Cam Newton built team. Defense, run game, play action pass. And that's how the Carolina Panthers are built right now.
I have a serious question for you. They're 5-5. Where are they going to finish at then?
Seven games left.
I don't know what's going to get you into that seventh seed in the NFC.
10-7 probably, right? 10-7.
10-7 probably will get there. I believe Cam Newton can get this team 5 wins, period. Mm. And you just said the next three. They got the Dolphins, the Falcons, and the Washington football team. So, you know, they don't lay an egg and beat themselves. They 8-5 or 8-4. What are they right now, 5-5?
Yeah, 5-5.
Yeah, they 8-5. You know what I'm saying? So I believe Cam can get this team to 10 wins. And I definitely believe he can get them to 9. And 9 might mess around and sneak you in that seventh spot.
So yeah, he gonna be Tampa, the Bills, and the Saints.
He gonna beat one of them.
He can beat the Saints.
He gonna beat one of them. I'm saying we just picked out 4 games to where they can win 9 games.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm rooting for it.
I hope you have a good year, but I just don't see it. Like it just I don't.
If Christian McCaffrey isn't Christian McCaffrey, this team isn't going very far.
Very true.
Hey Jay, I got a serious question for you.
All right.
I ain't going to ask Ryan because I know Ryan answered.
Man, okay. What?
Right now, Jay, you want Ben Roethlisberger or Cam Newton?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I might have to go ahead and run that triple option, fam. I might have to draft me somebody out of Navy or something like that if those are the options right now, man. No, like, no.
Hey, yeah, man. That's all I'm saying because I mean, it's people that's believing in the Pittsburgh Steelers and they quarterback playing too much better. That's all.
We're gonna keep doing this. Watch the football guys gonna mess up and put the Steelers on a 6-game winning streak, and we ain't gonna be able to hit it.
We already on a 4. We just tied. Yeah. You know, so hey.
The Lions though.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's no.
Did y'all score any points? Y'all had a backup quarterback versus the worst defense in the league.
Yeah, we scored 7.
It's going
versus the worst defense in the league.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, at least we played Patrick Mahomes, man. Packers, y'all played the worst
defense in the league.
Hey, Patrick Mahomes. Hey, you keep saying winning streak. They on a 3-game winning streak. Yeah.
Boy, am I glad the Bears didn't play this week, boy.
Hey, Ben ain't been turning the ball over or nothing. Y'all just been hating.
Just for Jay to even say, ooh, that's tough. That lets you know.
That is. Come on, Ryan. Like, it's the end of the, you know, he ain't in the clubhouse, but he on the 17th team, dog.
Hey, I know we on the podcast.
No, I think it's his last year. I think it's last year.
Steelers fans couldn't see Ryan's body language, but when I asked that question to Jay, he did kind of go like,
Yeah. It was a question that should have been easier.
For all the youngins in the chat, that's Big Cap. That man capping right now.
Chat, listen to this, man. All right, it's time for us to ride. These two boys got planes to catch, and I got another meeting to miss. For Ryan Shazier and James Jones, we thank you for listening to the Tuesday edition of the Ringer NFL Show. Coming up next on the Ringer NFL Show is the Wednesday show with Kevin Clark. We'll be back next Tuesday. Check out the full go with me, Jason Goff, every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday night on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. Want to say thank you to our production assistant, Isaiah Blakely, for production on this episode with additional production supervision by Arjuna Ramgopal. AR, get better soon. IB, always good to talk to you. For Ryan, for James, I'm Jason. Thank you for listening to the Tuesday edition of the Ringer NFL Show.